Come take my hand and see the world around you. The time is right, just let the light surround you. And step by step, you feel it coming alive. The feeling deep down inside, and you've got nothing to hide. To reach the top, you've gotta keep on moving. Don't let it stop, just gotta keep on moving. I know you're doing your best, you're stepping up from the rest. Just keep on passing the test. Happy, happy Tuesday to you. If it is Tuesday, it is time once again to get powered up and energized with another episode of Untapped Potential with Dr. Simone right here on TDN Radio. Yes, welcome to another episode of Untapped Potential. This is where we get powered up and energized for the week ahead, and we remind ourselves of the important life goals that we have set out for ourselves. So looking at the calendar, today is January 16th, already the middle of January 2024, so the month is quickly speeding by. So what are your goals for this year? What are you working on for this year? Are you still working on losing weight, getting back to school, starting a new career, having better relationships? So whatever your goal is, this is where we come by to stop by, to remind ourselves, to make that to-do list, make the steps that you need to take in order to achieve those goals. And if you're struggling, this is where you want to log in every week, Tuesday, 5:30 Eastern Standard Time, as we get powered up and energized and remind ourselves of the important life goals. So looking outside the window here in Georgia, it is a beautiful, sunny Tuesday evening. It's been quite cold here in Georgia. Cannot believe that the high for tomorrow, Wednesday, is only going to be 37 degrees. So, you know, I thought I left all this crazy cold weather in New York when I relocated from New York to Georgia, but somehow that cold weather has seemed to follow me into Georgia. So we make the best out of the situation. I hope that it is a little bit warmer in your neck of the woods and that you're enjoying a good Tuesday evening, that you have wonderful plans for the week in terms of being productive, and that your week is off to a fantastic start. So again, welcome to the program. We have the continuation of the interview with Dr. Trifi and Alex that I promised that I would bring you last week. So they both have very important books. So it's all about highlighting our literary works in Dominica and how are we, pushing our culture, our politics, and everything else that impacts our lives in terms of our literary work. So I'm so happy that you're joining us today for this episode. And you would know if you're from Dominica, it is also the carnival season in Dominica. Carnival 2024 is in full swing now, with carnival being, I believe, February 12th and 13th. Ash Wednesday is actually Valentine's Day this year. So an interesting coincidence. With that, I've never heard of Ash Wednesday being Valentine's Day before, so I thought it was very interesting that this year Valentine's Day falls on Ash Wednesday, February 14th. So I've been enjoying everything carnival from Dominica. So grateful for social media, where we are able to see all the events taking place in Dominica for Carnival 2024. Last Saturday, I believe we had another round of competition for the Calypso finals. And I'm very happy to say that I am now hearing songs that I greatly appreciate, because initially I thought that a lot better sounds could have been produced for 2024. So as the sounds continue to roll out, we're seeing some favorites from King Dice, King Trilogy. I particularly enjoy Shani's song, and I'm going to play it for you in just a little bit. So again, the carnival season is in full swing in Dominica for 2024, and I'm so grateful that we have social media where we're able to see the videos of what is going on in Dominica. So as we get started, I am going to play us two songs, two of my favorites so far for this year. I'm going to play you the song from Shanice, Fight for Justice, and then we will also hear from King Dice, Wanted Man. So we won't have a tip of the week this week. I figure we would spend some time just enjoying our sweet calypso music from out of Dominica this week. So we will get back to our tip of the week from next week. And what I think I will do from next week is just read you some of the inserts from my book Push Past 10, so that you can get a sense of the information that is presented in the book and how it might be able to help you along your journey with setting and achieving your goals. So again, thank you for joining us for another episode of Untapped Potential right here on TDN Radio. So let's enjoy these two numbers back to back. Shanice, A Fight for Justice, followed by Dice, Wanted Man, and then we will go straight into the interview with Dr. Trippy and Alex Bruno as we continue the program. So enjoy these two numbers and stay tuned for the rest of the program.
Identities, fellas walking free, predators protected by the system. Who writes the law and what they standing for? They failed us the most when we need them. Magwesa,
Magwesa.
But if it was drugs, you would see the policemen running, coming. Justice with no equity is wrong. Yes, it's wrong.
Di-da-da, di-da-da. Hey, hey, hey.
There was a time not long ago when it was safe to chastise your government. The opposition leader shared the respect of the prime minister and president. Now we have a tyrannical democracy where misplaced priority creates abject poverty. To oppose government policy is living dangerously. So now truth is a sin, and lies and deception are the virtues now trending. If I say the government in my land don't care for the local man, I'm a wanted man. Simple truth. If I say my green Dominica has been bequeathed to Red China, I'm a wanted man. Simple truth. If I say Parliament has become a comedy competition, I'm a wanted man. Wanted for speaking truth. Wanted for caring about the youth. Wanted for wanting fairness in my land. So I'd much rather be a wanted man than to be a yes man to a godless, corrupt politician. Bounty hunters and character assassins on the radio. Never before have we ever seen a little money make Jumbi dance so. Men of faith selling away their blessings. Parents trading the future of their children. Fortune spent to persecute the innocent. Elimination of opposition and foreign investment. That's politics in these times. If I say law enforcement is blind to the real criminals in these times, I'm a wanted man. Simple truth. If I say the businessmen of this land are afraid of one man, I'm a wanted man. Simple truth, simple truth. If I say that one man fools most of the people all the time, I'm a wanted man. Wanted for speaking truth. Wanted for caring about the youth. Wanted for wanting fairness in my life. So I'd much rather be.
How much Dominican history do you know? Want to learn some fun facts? We have a great and fun way to test your knowledge and learn more about our history. Get your copy of Dominic Anu, Dominica in Puzzle. Fun for the whole family. Available now on Amazon.com. Visit pushpast10.com to learn more. Email us at dominicainpuzzle@gmail.com or call 877-698-9894.
We have our friend David over there in Louisiana. Thank you for being here, Dave Bertrand. Jess Vaville, Tazzy Delights. Hi, Tazia. Thank you for being here. Janine, Dave Bertrand says, the question remains. And take notes, guys, of any questions you want to respond to as we go along. Yes, let's take a call.
Caller, please go ahead now.
Okay, sure. So let's see
who we have. Hello? Yes, caller, your turn. Make your call.
Yes, Lambie. Good night.
Good evening.
Good evening, Dr. Tracy. Good evening, Dr. Matthew and Brother Alex.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes. My goodness, I was in the kitchen and, you know, just listening to you all. I was like sitting in a classroom. Yes.
Excellent.
So, excuse me. I just want to sympathize with the people who worked, you know, with the couple who were murdered.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to the radio some time ago, and one of the ladies who worked with them for 26 years, she could not contain herself. She was crying, and here I was crying as well. Also, I heard Jeff Bellet was talking about, you know, Sufuye becoming like a white populace, and my mind went to South Africa, you know, when the Europeans went there and bought land, and, you know, the people were taking off their land. What is really happening in Dominica? You know, it's pathetic. It blows my mind. I just can't understand. I don't know whether the people have been mesmerized, but something has to break.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
We are a people, we are a united people, but the spirit that is over Dominica right now, it causes a lot of division. People are scared to talk. They are not free. You know, I was listening to LACU 2 weeks ago, and there is a certain developer in the Sufuye area. And I asked him, I called and I said, well, do you see the need to, you know, maybe open factories and employ young people? And his answer was no.
Wow.
And he was asked whether he was a millionaire, and he did not answer that question. You know, it is so much going on, and, you know, Dominica is a brain drain going on. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine all of us who have left?
Mm-hmm.
We go back to Dominica. Dominica is going to be on the world stage because mm-hmm. we are very intelligent people, you know, and to see what our Dominica is becoming, I do not even know, you know, if anybody would go back home to settle down because things are very, very expensive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I also want to ask about the book, Brother Alex. Is your book in print form?
Yes, we have it in print form. We have it in digital form. We have it in audio form. So you choose whichever genre you want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how do I get it in print form?
Well, let me tell you the easiest thing to do, which is what we are doing right now, is that we have the links of all the books. They're all available on Amazon. But if you simply You can go on Amazon and research and type in the name. But if you're having problems, you can also just go to pushpast10.com, and the link will take you directly to the Amazon account.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So pushpast10.com.
Thank you very much for listening to me. You know, my heart is hurting, you know, for my country.
Yes. And I think all of us. Yes, thank you. Thank you so much for your contribution. And the call is absolutely correct that, you know, there's a lot going on in Dominica. And that's why we're talking about preserving and advancing our culture. Because if we don't stand for something, we fall for anything. Mm-hmm. You know, so let's take another phone call on Facebook. We're coming back to you for the comments.
Good evening, call on the Oasis line. Go ahead, please.
Good evening, Dominica. Good evening, the people on the panel.
Good evening, Simo.
I must say I support Alex with Eugenia Charles. What I admire with Eugenia Charles, her dream really is to have a robust rural development. Eugenia Charles wanted farmers to be on their farm. A matter of fact, Carhome, all along the road in Carhome, they had planned telephone posts to put light. That was her dream. She really wanted to see Dominica move beyond Roseau. But what I admire about Eugenia, although she stay in office for 3 terms, she never changed from the very first term up to her last term. In other words, we're watching the Dominica Labour Party now, where the Labour Party has moved from one occasion to another occasion. What I realize with Eugenia, she never trumped on the right of Dominicans to vote. And in all what we say tonight, the biggest problem we have in Dominica, facing Dominica young people especially, is the right that they don't have to vote. The right that they don't have to express themselves to who they want to choose as their leader. And anytime you take the right of people, they will turn against you. They will do things that is not right. We need to emphasize the right of an individual to choose is very important going forward. We have to emphasize that. God bless Dominica. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Alex, I wanted your quick comments on that because I think we have... young people have the right to vote, but it's just that factor of maybe being coerced to one particular, being swayed to one particular side. But they do have a right to vote. So I just want your thoughts on that.
Yeah, well, the caller is right in terms of the Eugenia and the things that she tried to do. As a conservative, she tried to create opportunities, not to give. Conservatives don't believe in giving handouts and government. Mm-hmm. Everything you need, they believe in creating the environment,
enabling the environment,
and that's what she was about. She would never accept this mendicancy situation that we have in Dominica today. She would cry, I think, literally about it. In terms of the right to vote, she also believed that. In fact, the Seditious Act was what occasioned her party. She believed in people's rights as a lawyer, as a barrister. She defended people. Her first case was a case with a man against a woman. She represented the guy, actually, and he won the case. It was a child matter that she won, and she was so happy that she won a case defending a guy, defending a man. So when it comes to the rights to vote, Dame Eugenia was that as well. She would never disenfranchise individuals. In fact, the reform that we just saw took place was pretty much a ratification of the legacy and ambition of the people who administered over it. The reform we're going to see come through Parliament is not going to free up Dominicans and give us fair vote. It is essentially going to legislate unfairness in the process. That's going to be a problem moving forward. I think the people will eventually have their say. Mm-hmm. But then Eugenia would not do that. She was about fair play. She was firm, frank, unapologetic, but she had a particular ethos that she worked with, a particular discipline when it comes to the governance of a country. You may have been against her if you wanted to. She fired me in the police force in 1990. I didn't like it, but I have to analyze her work for what it was. So she believed in certain principles that I think has disappeared from governance in Dominica, and the right to vote was one of those things that she held dearly, and she would not have liked how things have gone. And certainly the reform that they say we had, the consultations and all of these things, were grandstanding, great staging of an event. At the end of the day, when this law goes to Parliament, is going to be game over, benefits the people who brought this thing to the House.
Yes, I think we have a call. So thank you, Alex.
Good evening, caller. Please go ahead with your call.
Thank you, Lambi. Good evening to you, and good evening to the host. Good evening to the guests. Good evening to everyone.
Good evening.
Program and hearing my voice. Alex, Bruno, take a bow on that. A great hero. You mm-hmm. Eugenia Charles served with honor and served with distinction. Mm-hmm. And Eugenia Charles always wanted Dominicans to be independent. And she believed in teaching people how to fish rather than giving them a fish. Another thing that I admire with her, she gave an account of every cent of the money that was spent. Eugenia Charles had a track record. She believed in people. She believed in farmers because she always said to the farmers, please diversify. So that was, there are so much good qualities with Eugenia Charles. You know, Eugenia Charles would give from her pocket and nobody would know. You understand? Give from her pocket. She have done so much. May her soul rest in peace. Very great leader. And in fact, when you travel, people still say, are you traveling? Are you coming from Eugenia Charles' country? Because Eugenia Charles was well respected. He was a person of principles and great values. If you were a freedom right and you did something that was wrong, for example, there was a strong freedom right who went to China. And then he went to Eugenia Charles and he told Eugenia Charles what happened. She said, if you was a freedom right, you would not have gone doing those wrong things. So the best advice I can give you, resign in the interest of the public. Although she knew he was campaigning hard for her, she had a lot of great values that the young people need to know. And I think Eugenia Charles need to be taught in every school. You understand? When people they do so many work and so many things, and the idea, everything is just dead with them. I mean, no, we should continue speaking of our great heroes. Thank you, Alex, and God bless.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, caller. Some very good points. So let's grab some comments on Facebook real quick. We have our friend David out there in Louisiana, and he says, I have traveled for many years all over. Every country I traveled to, I went to enjoy the culture, the food, the language, the people, the music. Never went to disrespect anyone. I went to enjoy the culture. I really enjoyed food wherever I went. And he also talks about the beauty of our Creole culture. And he says, in our state, we have Louisiana French culture and Louisiana Creole culture. So certainly someone we want to continue to make contact with, because as we continue to develop our Creole culture, our Creole language, we want to reach out to all other Creole languages around the world. And Dave Bertrand says, Native Dominicans are the third-class citizens in their own country. So we have to be concerned. Becky John Baptist on YouTube, I too am concerned with the naturalized Dominicans not being taught our culture. Greg Baptist, good evening to you. Carl Kofi James, great to see you. Julie Polidor, Indigenous Bushmen. Ownership of our land is more important to us than anything else that's happening in the country. We lose our land, all else is lost. Michael Eunice, great to see you. He says, Alex, you remember when we traveled to Canada with no visa? Okay, I'm going to leave that alone. Alex, that's between you and Michael. Chiquito Thomas, it's all because the opportunity is not across the board for everybody. That's exactly what's going on in Dominica. And this will never stop unless we as people put a stop to it. So let's see who else we have on the Facebook Live. Carl Kofi James says, while some of our innovative people have done well, most of them have had to dig deep. However, some of them have now had to drop off because our economy has not grown as it should have. This is due to the inability of the current governing body to create the enabling and conducive environment for growth. Owen Prosper, great to see you. Mami Sensha, Viva Mamo is inviting Clarence Christian to the conversation. So we'll see what happens with that. Cheryl Jolly Prevo agreed. Dr. Wallace Rollout is here. Nice to see you. He says, protect your tribe, protect your tribe. Delia Coffee Weeks, my coffee, nice to see you. Feed the children, even though you vex with their mother. So I think she's talking about yet another Powerball. Pyro Davidson, the efforts of globalization on us and how our very government has exposed us without any form of protection. Let's take from someone we haven't heard from. Ferdinand Lawrence, the Dominica that you once knew is no more. And what is presently is no accident, rather well planned. Viva Mamo says, love that. If it not documented, it never happened. But a lot has been documented by trained historians that did not happen. Okay, thank you for that, Pyro. You all should consider providing digital copies of your book. I think you have a digital copy of your book, Dr. Truffy.
I'm working on it.
Yes, we're working on it. Tina Bell, great to see you. I'm here, but late. Somebody we haven't heard from, Petra Carbon George, good evening. And Petra will be joining us in January with some important work that she's doing in agriculture. So Petra, thank you for being here. Vincent Warrington, South Carolina is here. Sharon, Sam Hill, Desmond, thank you everyone for being here. Sam says, Dr. Truffy said it best. We must write down our history. We can no longer rely on the oral tradition, and certainly if it's not documented, it didn't happen. So let's go ahead and take a phone call.
Good evening, caller. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, Mr. Lambie, you know, Dr. Simone,
good
Alex, Bruno, yeah, and Dr. Margaret, you know, good job, you know, good legacy for the young people, you know, good education, you know. All the young people, you need to be into 1995 now. You know, so you could get your country's history. Recently, I am scared to say Madison Scary is the best pirate Rosa ever seen. Mama would be shame, Mr. Scary now, all the people Rosa, smelling, dirty. You got nothing on the day for Rosa. Mama would be Rosa in oil for all you, cushy birth. You know, or you don't fix it, nothing. Rosa is the worst city in the Caribbean, and this guy is saying his wife is the best pirate Rosa ever seen. It's simply the wicked and the evil. Dominicans, time to wake up and get rid of this guy. You see, Dominica is on the investigation, and everybody selling the country image everywhere, murders and corruption and criminal, and Dominicans just going down the drain. Christmas season, all where you pass is darkness. Everybody saying they don't have money. They broke, businesses have nothing. And this guy living lavishly around the world. It's Dubai, it's Tokyo, it's Japan, and the people are suffering. 47 police officers to guard him, his wife, and two dogs and his two children, and the country has no security. Guns going, bullets, people dying in the society, get security for their people and for themselves and their property. Time to wake up, Dominicans, and get rid of this guy immediately. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, caller, for really just pointing out so many of the concerns and so many of the battles that we're fighting in Dominica. Thank you so much for that. We have Peter Thomas. Good evening to you, Peter. Carlos Charles, I joined late, but it is nice to see my mentors in conversation. Good job, Dr. Simone. Jennifer Coffey out there in Florida. Nice to see you. Veronica Pascal, locked in with our prominent people of Dominica. Patricia Zamo is watching. Sharon Dorival, very true. So many families have no food to feed their children. Alex and Dr. Truffy, your thoughts on the comments so far?
You know, I'll tell you one thought I have. See, Ipani Sutiwe.
Ipani Vole.
Ipani Vole. And so what the last caller said is important. The people have to say that's enough. This is not working well for me. I get that the 47 police for you works, but it's not working for us because the police station in St. Joseph just got what? Ran through. Yeah, ran through because there are not enough people working there. Look, if there's nobody encouraging the vice, it will stop. We talk about principle. We talk about mamo. We talk about, you know, that is something that Dominicans used to be known for. You would not get away with wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody let you get away with wrong. Nobody became so infatuated with you that they would blow smoke up your parts. Okay? Principle is principle. If the thing is good, it's good. But if it's not working, you got to say it's not working. If it's not correct, it's not correct. So there are a lot of us who need to, I think, just kind of remember who we are, stand up again. A lot of the freedomites, since Alex is talking about freedomites, a lot of freedomites who would not have gone along with a lot of things, I think, need to ask themselves some questions. Yeah. And we have some corrections to make.
And again, I am very particular when I make reference to the people.
Alex, before you go ahead, let's just grab a phone call real quick. Keep your thoughts, okay?
Good evening, caller. Please go ahead.
Yes, good evening to you, Lami. Good evening to the entire panel.
Good evening.
Good evening to all the hardworking men and women of Dominica. I really want to commend your caller just before me with all this pertinent information where, you can see this guy, he's trying his best. And the people of Dominica really need to take heed and listen to this guy. You know, very interesting, I was in Dominica during the last independence season. And I am from St. Joseph. So hanging out down Miro one night on my way home, I came across a mentally challenged guy where he was on the ground laying down. So I went ahead to give him some assistance, tried to get the ambulance to come to his aid to help him out. Could not get ambulance, but I finally get the police. The police showed up. We tried our best. We get him on board the truck. But disappointingly, the police truck, can you imagine, during the Independence Weekend, the police have a pickup. The police from St. Joseph Police Station, they have a pickup moving around. Every time they lock up the engine, they have to go in the hood to get it started. I mean, come on. What is going on? Come on. What's going on in Dominica? I mean, it's really untrue. These guys, they just need to go. When you hear this man talking this nonsense about medicine, populism was the best. I mean, this is the worst. Dominica is at a crossroad, my brother. And we really need, if there's a time when the people of Dominica need to pray more, is right now, because Dominica is sinking under this honor of criminals. We have to get rid of them in order for us to restore pride and dignity to Dominica. Stay blessed and nothing less, gentlemen.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, caller. And we say good evening to my mom, Medina Senos, who's just joining us. Thank you for being here. Alex, your thoughts?
Well, so much. I mean, and the program is so short. You know,
I really know. We need another one.
Yeah. But again, I'm very wary about blaming the people so much, although it is the Si Fani Sutuwe Pani Fole. But boy, it is how this system has been organized to manipulate the people. And there are a lot of people in the system who you may think are glamorous and living good lives, but they're not. People who are just existing on the goodness of those people that have them existing, just merely surviving. So I think Dominicans will move eventually, but when Dominicans are moved, they will move. And Dominicans are going to move, because Dominicans did move in the 1970s against Patrick John, who was one of the most popular leaders of the Caribbean. When he took us to independence in 1978, my grandmother, I remember, Patrick John was the other god that she knew. Shortly after that, Patrick John was the worst person she knew, because by then she realized that some other information came to her and she shifted. So Dominicans will shift.
They will. They must.
Dominicans will shift. It's not going to be pretty for those people Dominicans are going to shift against.
Yeah.
Going to shift, and I'm not sure it's going to be as peaceful. It could be lawless because I think the law is protecting what has been put in place for too long. So I do not really say bad things about the people because the people sometimes are up against it. But yes, there are some within the system who are pulling the ropes, who are pushing the buttons and the cubes, and they will live to rue the day that they let Dominicans go through the series. That
because life does this karmic retribution thing. It must balance the scales. That's the thing. I'm like, when did we forget this? You know, when did we forget this? It must come back around. So you can either on purpose, proactively make the shift, or the shift must happen.
Yeah. And you cannot, it's inevitable. There's
it's not going to be pretty if you don't proactively, you know, make the changes, but if that's the way you want it, it's going to come.
But I think it begs the question because, you know, what was different in the 70s that caused that movement against Patrick John versus today? Because in my mind, and of course, I listen to Q95 every day to find out what's going on in Dominica. And it just seems to be piling on and piling on and piling on. And Dominicans just seem to be taking everything that is happening to them. And yet we do not see any movement to make that shift that we are talking about. So what was different? And both of you can chime in on this. What was different with the people, our Dominican people back in the 70s, who were so quick to make that change for a government they do not favor versus today when we are seeing so many atrocities, but it just feels like people are complacent, they're docile, they're inactive, they're not motivated to defend for their own causes. What is the difference?
In my mind, Doc, in my mind, the assault was slow and gradual. It was not sudden, right? So the atrocities and the nonsense, the stuff that's not been working for the people, it didn't just come upon them like this. So if something just comes upon you like this, you react with shock, like, what? Oh, no. You know, but if you have something coming in slowly with smiles,
and
slowly with smiles and nonsense talk, where again you have a group of there that are really like seriously, you've got to read Animal Farm to understand it. You know, who are just echoing the nonsense. You know, and it takes a while to open your eyes to really investigate, well, what is really going on here? Because if this is so beautiful, I am going to see the results in my eyes. If this system that's been there for so long is so good, has been so good, there will be evidence to my eyes. So at a certain point, right-thinking people start looking at evidence and you're like, well, what I'm seeing here does not make sense. It does not add up. And I cannot continue to go along with it. I think it's been a slow and gradual, the frog being cooked in cold water by gradually increasing the heat.
Before I come to you, Alex, thank you, Dr. Chifi. Before I come to you, Alex, we have a call, but also Sharon Dorival says they were empowered by the Dread Movement. Glenda Lavidu says, smiles and money. Indigenous Bushman says, Dominica is going through what Antigua and Barbuda experienced under the Byrd regime. Things will change. We have to not lose focus. Lambie, let's take the call, and then Alex, we're going to come to you.
Caller, please go ahead.
Yes, Lambie, excuse me. Yes, I want to commend Dr. Tracy for the book Powerball. I think that's the title.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. that reminds me of my grandmother. She only spoke Creole. And so, you know, we grew up speaking Creole. You know, I'm from Grande. Mm-hmm. And I'm so happy, you know, that it's being revived, you know. And I think that we need to take it to the school, you know, up to high school, you know, as far as we can go. Because that's our language. That's our mother tongue.
Yes.
You know, like in days gone by, if you spoke Creole, people would despise you and they would think that it's only poor people who speak that language.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, we are blessed to have our own language, you know. Sometimes, you know, you can just switch from English to a Creole, you know, to express yourself, or if you do not want another person to understand what you are saying. So I really wanted to comment her on that. And I am looking forward to buying a book. All right, have a good evening.
Thank you. Alex, before I come to you, very quickly, John Blanchard on Facebook says, remember the same mama you guys are talking about as Dominicans to remove the UWP government at all cost, a government that was working in the best interests of the people. Wish you were still around to see the state of our country under this DLP administration, corruption at its peak, lack of accountability, abuse of state resources, a police state where citizens are trampled upon. And let's just take this comment from Marshall Lawrence as well. He says, good evening, Dominica was designed for alternative ruling party to benefit the fullness of what democracy, though imperfect, provides. Not one party bent to remain, come what may. There must be that governance circle of Dominica to advance further. Alex, your thoughts?
Well, it's true. The callers are very well informed. That's one of the things I find about the Q callers and listeners, is that they're very involved, very strong.
Yes, absolutely.
Very, very strong contribution. I really have to agree completely with all the callers that I've heard so far. But the problem that we have right now is that there is no identifiable supporting force that drives the movement to save our country. Somebody mentioned it a while ago that the 70s was an era where people were singing songs, you know, Pakiteo, Freedom, God, no. I mean, and other songs like Mighty Sparrow had Pat, Gary's A Wanted Man, Patrick Johnson, so what the messengers at the time did, they looked at the global issues, the regional issues, and they condensed it into Dominica and throw everything on Patrick John back.
Mm.
So because of what was happening in the world and the tension that was created, Patrick made some mistakes. I mean, he had some unforced errors as well. And everything was used, and the packaging of the messaging was so well done by a central figurehead or former president, head of state, who was the main agitator. They call him the Ayatollah.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like a point person, and the other union leaders who sort of abdicated their role as well became part and parcel. So somehow these people, politicians, were thinking, and they harmonized the message and drove it home until it stuck. They didn't just dance all over the place and everybody trying to be starring. They created a narrative, and they sold that for like 5, 6, 7, 8 years. And after that, it was game over.
Game over.
So we need that harmonization of a message that would wake up the people can trust, and the people will react wholesale the same way they're supporting and defending what is there now.
Mm-hmm.
The people are ready to turn it over, to shelve away it.
Because that is law. That is natural law.
Yeah, you don't take too much against away from the people who are enjoying the people's power now, because they have done all they could to say, look, it's me that there for you. The others are saying that too. But
right. Harmonize
it. Show me what it is that's at stake. Because they actually showed us losing Dominica. They actually showed us our government selling part of Dominica, our government dealing with communists, our government dealing with, you know, people in questionable positions. And it was harmonized.
Alex, and I remember in growing up in Cottage, we had a little place we called Mont Soleil, and they would come with a projector.
Yes.
and you would hear the thing, and they would show you these. Yeah, they would show you what was happening to educate the people. So they went into all these little villages.
Community
message. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think Petra Carbon George expresses it best when she says, precisely, Dr. Wallace, a flood will cause a sudden damage, but a leak can cause the same damage without seeing the result immediately. Mm-hmm. So I think she expresses that very well. And I do apologize, I cannot take all the comments on the Facebook Live, but Dave Bertrand also says, we are talking about a whole generation. The government has been able to manipulate a whole generation with seawall and bikes and the promise of an airport. So, go ahead, Alex.
That is not 100% on point because the young people do not vote in.
They don't.
No, they don't vote. The majority of them, though, is say, Nuki ka vote by, is we that traveling from the diaspora to go and fix the vote. Mm-hmm. It's we that can hold in the vanguard. So the problem is not the young people, you know. The young people are the energy. They are the solution.
Yes.
We are the problem. Those of us who are protected our keeps by being afraid to speak. You can call it Missy Moon Kidimo, you can pale paske, you pay for pale, you pale be the debite, you debite, you can pay the trova, you can pay the time, you can guy some with their salary, you beat up Zafan, they call you, Kavu, they call. People do not want to speak. It's the people who can speak and know that what happened and what should not happen. If they were speaking like Lennox Linton is and like Thompson Fontaine, like Lambie and others have been speaking, if more voices were speaking, as was done on principle, we would have had a better place. Or people are whispering saying that somebody doing badly, but Alex, but who next? No, what no, you know, and that's the kind of hypocrisy that has us in the way it is. It's not young people at all. The CEO is good for the people because if you don't have CEO to some extent, people will go crazy.
That's been a release for the people.
So it's a little release. So maybe we are knocking the wrong group. We should be knocking the group that is giving the CEO, not the group that CEO in. Because what else to do now? What go crazy then? Sutiwe, as Dr. Triffy said. And quickly somebody spoke about the use, I think it was Bushman. When we lose our land, man, we lose everything. There should be land use policy in place where you don't sell Dominica land anymore. You lease the land to investors and developers for 50 years, 90 years, whatever. You don't buy, just exchange a certificate of title.
Alex, instead, what I heard was that we give away 25 years to some investors on the geothermal. Instead of teaching our people to do this.
That's what just happened.
Yes, the ridiculousness is compounding.
Ownership of land is our value. Lambie can tell you that Lambie is a land man. Yeah. Lambie, my grandfather Nibs Alexander, they understand the value of land. When you sell your land and you change ownership of Dominica's land in foreign hands, you have given it up.
So you change the country.
Yeah, so you need a policy in place where, look, no more land sale, we do leases or whatever we want to do, and that land comes back to the people in 100 years' time, whatever time. But for now, I mean, we don't have access to certain beaches now and rivers.
People are not being protected by the onslaught. You know, the onslaught is coming, and there's not much being put in place to safeguard the people. Yes. And it is what it is. It is what it is.
Yes, and of course, the time runs very quickly on this program. So I want to thank you, Dr. Triffy. I want to thank you, Alex Bruno, for being here as we talked about how are you using our literary works to preserve and advance our culture. And of course, this is part of a broader conversation that we have here on Roots Connections, the importance of our cultural industries and how we are using our cultural industries to create economic opportunities for our people. So whether we are talking about our music, our dance, our cuisine, our herbs, our arts, our language, our creative expression, it's all a part of a broader conversation on the importance of embracing our cultural industries and also what are the economic opportunities that we are missing by not promoting our cultural industry. And I'm also very happy to announce that for the first time in the 40 years that KEC, we all know KEC, the Committee pour Etude Creole, for the very first time in the 40 years of their existence, we now have available online Anu Apuan Creole. So I've worked tirelessly. I can't tell you how many times I had to go back and forth with a formatter, a publisher, an editor to get this done. But again, we have to embrace the new opportunities as the world is evolving. So if you're in Dominica, I believe they're working on getting copies to Jay's bookstore. They're currently out of copies there if you're in Dominica, but they're working to get copies there. But now, everyone who's been asking me about materials to learn Creole, of course, Alex was the one who taught me Creole. He and Noreen Joseph taught me Creole on Facebook Live, and I'm very appreciative of that. But now, everyone, and I want to thank our friend David in Louisiana because he's already gotten his copy. So again, for all the books that we are talking about this evening, I want you to log on to pushpast10.com. They're all available. Just click on the link of the book that you want. Get a copy for yourself. Get a copy for a loved one. It is Christmas. Make some gifts out of the materials that we're using to preserve and advance our culture. I see Derek Rob Peters just joined us. Good evening to you. Our Buyo legend is with us. Thank you for being here, Mr. Peters. And I also wanted to make sure that before we leave, we share some good news, because we've been working with this program for a few years now, and we are grateful for the role that everyone plays in advancing Dominica, and certainly grateful for the platform that Q95 provides for us. So the last time we were here, we had a promotion for an event in Tampa Bay, and we want to tell you that thanks to all your efforts, that event was completely sold out. So what does that mean? That means the Dominica Association of Tampa Bay now has the money to provide scholarships for Dominican students in that area. So what I want us to see is how, when we come together, we can do great things. And we have even better news, because in October, we were promoting the White Sunset event with the Dominica Sifakol Alumni Association. You will remember that because we carried it live on Q95 on October 25th during the Creole Festival season. And I want to let you know that because of everyone's effort again, and the platform of Q95 that we are so grateful for, after all accounts were settled, listen carefully, after all accounts were settled, we were able to donate $20,000 from one event. Wow. We were able to provide $10,000 to Operation Youthquake, and we were able to provide $10,000 to needy students at the Dominica State College, because we are also the alumni for the Dominica State College. So, I mean, I can stand to be corrected, but I don't believe I've ever heard of another event that has raised $20,000 from one event. So my point here is, look at what we can do. You know, at the beginning of this program, I always talk about the role that each one of us can play to advance Dominica. And I think now we're seeing that playing our role, me with media and everybody else on the ground doing what they do, what we're able to accomplish. And you will not believe, in the Dominica Sifakol Alumni Association, we have the leader of the Freedom Party as a member. We have the leader of the UWP as a member. And we have some stalwarts of the Labor Party as members. But yet we are able to set aside those political affiliations and work together for a common purpose, where we are able to raise $20,000. So I want to thank everyone who continues to play their roles, who continue to see the bigger vision of what we are able to do beyond political affiliations for the advancements of Dominica. And I certainly want to thank Q95 Q95 and Mr. G for giving us this platform, providing this platform so we can get the exposure that these projects and initiatives need to make tangible impact on the lives of Dominica. So Alex, Dr. Trufi, we're quickly running out of time, but I wanted to also give you an opportunity to share some final thoughts this evening.
I will go first. I just want to use this powerball. Sini Bobo, Ini Logo. If there's a wound, there's a healer. And your story of what that collaboration was able to do, where we can put our differences aside, find out what the problem is, change our mindsets towards success, collaborate, and solve our problems so we can get to success. Sini Bobo, Ini Logo. So never fear. Hold on.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Trufi, for being here. Alex, your final thoughts.
Thanks. It was nice. What a country's culture. It keeps evolving. There's something called tradition, which is different from culture. But we must remember that tradition informs our culture. So as much as we evolve, we must maintain our Dominicanness as much as we can. And I wanted to give a little plug before I leave to Mr. G again in Q95 and Lambie. I know Q has a program, Kudos to Our Heroes. I'm not sure whether Lambie has been identified as yet as a hero, but I can give a little bio of Lambie going way back to the 1970s with Fred White. And the Hurricane David and the ham radio operation and the works that Lambie had done and continues to do. So, Mr. G, if you're looking for a hero, if you're a little scarce on heroes, consider Lambie, because I think he deserves the mention. Lambie has been going at it ordinarily, not a politician, not any high-profile person, but Lambie is a significant name in Dominica's culture. I had to do that for Lambie tonight because I have been telling his son, Carlos, over and over about it. But I want to make it public today that I think Lambie should be considered for some kudos because he has
you
been
are listening to Untapped Potential with Dr. Simone. If you live in Canada, the US, and the UK and are looking for Dominica products, including cocoa sticks, bay rum, coffee, soaps, crafts, and other popular Dominica items, then look no further. You can now shop on buydominicaonline.com, a secure, easy-to-navigate website selling a wide variety of Dominica-made and Dominica-inspired products. When you shop on buydominicaonline.com, you are helping to grow Dominica's economy. Go to buydominicaonline.com and enjoy home away from home.
Again, you've just been listening to the second portion of an interview I did with Dr. Trufi and Mr. Alex Powell Bruno with regards to how are we advancing our literary works in Dominica. So I think that we have this wonderful platforms where we're able to reach thousands of people both in Dominica and overseas. And the onus is on us to ensure that those who are willing to put forth the effort to create this literary works, the songs, the music, the poetry, all that is part of the cultural industry in Dominica. And so we have a lot of work to do with regards to promoting our people, our culture, our businesses. So again, it's been wonderful being here with you for another episode of Untapped Potential with Dr. Simone right here on TDN Radio. This is where we stop by every week to get powered up and energized for the week ahead and to remind ourselves of the important life goals that we have set out for ourselves. So I hope you will join us next week at the same time, 5:30 Eastern Standard Time, every Tuesday right here on TDN Radio. And you will want to log on to our website, pushpast10.com, for more information about everything that we do with our programming in terms of roots connections, in terms of untapped potential, in terms of Push Past 10 as well. So that email address again is www.pushpast10.com.
PAST10.com for all the information you need to know about our programming. And if you would like to get in touch with us, you can always reach me at pushpast10@gmail.com. And don't forget, while you're on the website, you want to take a look at our YouTube channel for even more great programming, as well as clicking on the past podcast of Untapped Potential in case you've missed any episode along the way. So again, I want to thank you for joining us for another episode of Untapped Potential. I always look forward to being in your company, and we have so much more programming planned for you. So be sure to follow us on social media. If you're on Facebook, you can follow us on Push Past 10 Media on Facebook, and there are so many other ways to connect. You can also follow us on Push Past 10 on YouTube as well, and that channel continues to grow, and so we are very grateful for your support in so many ways. So again, thank you for being here. I look forward to being in your company next week at the same time. So until then, don't forget, your life story is your strength. The challenges you faced in the past have prepared you for the challenges that you face today. So remember to stay strong, stay active, stay positive, and stay engaged until we meet right back here next week at the same time.